listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. Thank you for being locked in. Thank you to our producer holding it down in New York, Nick Theodoro. I appreciate everybody for being here with us on a busy baseball live Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night. New York Mets are going to the National League Championship Series. The Padres, they're getting ready to try to go to meet the Mets in the National League Championship Series. The Royals and the Yankees are locked at two runs apiece here in the sixth inning. And earlier today, the Detroit Tigers, yeah, you heard me, the Tigers, they are one win away from the American League Championship Series. Oh, yeah, every series in baseball is active today. We already have one team that went home. Goodbye to the Philadelphia Phillies. It sucks, doesn't it? The Mets beat them. Damn, not the Mets. Got that purple freak grimace. Got Mr. Met with that giant head. Wild stuff. Anyway, we've discussed a lot this afternoon, this evening. We heard from Aaron Rodgers. He said, I got nothing to do with the firing of Rob Saleh. We heard from Antonio Pierce. He said that Aiden O'Connell is now going to start for the Las Vegas Raiders. Spencer Rattler is going to take over down in New Orleans. Not because he's better than Derek Carr, but because Derek Carr is, he got an injured oblique. Drake May taking over for Jacoby Brissett. He's taking over because the offense sucks. Man, we have so much to get into. And of course, it's Wednesday. I gave you a top six list inspired so much by the poor play of the Browns and Deshaun Watson. I gave you a top six list of some of the worst contracts that we've ever seen in NFL history. I'm only here for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm here for 4 hours. If you missed a minute, you missed a lot. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can listen live on the Odyssey app. You can hit pause on the Odyssey app. You can listen to the show tomorrow on the Odyssey app. But I'm here now. Thank you to everybody listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. And if you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. You can also just ask a smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, the show pops right on up. You know what? Let's start with this. Speaking of pop up, I'm going to get to the phones in a second. 855-212-4227. If you know an NFL player, not on no rookie contract, but somebody who got a contract signing, somebody who got a second contract, if you know a guy who got a bad contract, the team gave him a crap contract because the team is stupid, call me, 855-212-4227. Some of the worst contracts in NFL history. But tonight, it wasn't bad in Queens, New York, because the New York Mets are going to the National League Championship Series, something that they have not done since 2015. The New York Mets, all they needed was a grand slam at the bat of Francisco Lindor in the sixth inning. The Mets were down 1-0 against the Phillies. And then Lindor decided to do this.
2-1 to Lindor. Now the pitch. Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam.
Let's take a listen to the final call.
Diaz on the first base side of the rubber. Rests the glove on his left thigh. Looks into Alvarez. Diaz still staring in. Come set. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. And to the New York Mets, California, here we come. They have defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. They take the National League Division Series in four games for the first time ever in their 16th year at Citi Field. The Mets are celebrating a series win. They are out first at the mound, then the rest of them out at second base. Why are they out at second base? Because they're pouncing on Francisco Lindor, whose grand slam gave the Mets the four runs that turned this game around in the sixth inning.
Damn. Well, Francisco, listen, Met fans better be kissing that man's ass. They hated that guy when he first got to the team. We overpaid for this, and he sucks this, and we're stuck for 10 years. Yeah, you're stuck with the guy, and he's damn good. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Francisco Lindor. Let's take a listen to Francisco Lindor. This is what he had to say about that grand slam.
I was just trying to get a good pitch to hit and bring one run hit in, and it worked out. It went over the fence. I wasn't trying to be the guy. I was just trying to continue the momentum that the guys had.
So fancy. I wasn't trying to hit a grand slam. I was just trying to hit the ball. I'm just so strong. This is what Lindor had to say about winning the series and sending the Phillies home and advancing to the National League Championship Series.
You said it yesterday. We had a great opportunity in our hands, and that's what it is today. It's a great opportunity. We're blessed to do this in front of the fans. We just keep climbing. My bat doesn't come up if it wasn't for the guys in front of me. Yeah, today I was the one that drove in runs, but it could have been anybody.
Could have been anybody, but it's you, man. You the star. Getting the big bucks. Making all the money. Congratulations to the New York Mets. Their first appearance in the National League Championship Series since 2015, where they beat the Cubs and advanced to the World Series to take on the Royals. The Royals are hoping that they can get a rematch. Well, I can't call it a rematch. The Royals beat them. I guess they do want a rematch because they beat them. Anyway, earlier today as well, we had a matchup go down in Detroit. Shout-outs to all my people in Michigan. Because they, the Tigers, they beat the Guardians 3-0. No, that's not a typo. I didn't misspeak. Yeah, they beat them 3-0 last game, too. Oh, yeah, the Guardians haven't been able to score a run in 20 consecutive innings. And now, the Detroit Tigers, a team that hasn't been to the postseason, hasn't advanced this far, hasn't seen this since 2013, they are one victory away from advancing to the American League Championship Series. Hey, Nick, do we have the final call from that one?
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss! Tigers win! Tyler Holton works a 1-2-3 ninth. Back-to-back shutouts. And the Tigers have taken a 2-1 series lead.
Yeah, back-to-back shutouts. 3-0, a 3-0, and one more victory sends them to the ALCS. Congratulations to the Tigers for getting close. Congratulations to the New York Mets for getting to the NLCS. And right now, we got the Yankees and Royals tied at 2. And we got the San Diego Padres getting ready to get things started against the Dodgers tonight in San Diego. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dylan Cease is on the mound for San Diego. There is no Mr. Freeman for the Dodgers. No Freddie, as he's dealing with an ankle injury. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right before we went to break in a busy show, I also shared with you a top six list. We took a wild walk through some of the worst contracts that have ever been handed out in NFL history. And number six, I gave you Nick Foles when he went to the Jaguars. And number five, I gave you Carson Wentz. The Eagles gave him a deal, and then he sucked and got hurt. And number four, I gave you Andre Rison. Unfortunately, my friends in Ohio and Cleveland, they know all about this deal. He sucked for that one season before basically the team got sent to Baltimore. He sucked so bad, he didn't go. And number three, I gave you Deshaun Watson. Sorry, Browns fans. Deshaun Watson will graduate into the number one spot. And number two, I gave you Albert Haynesworth. And at number one, I gave you Russell Wilson's deal with the Broncos, $165 million guaranteed to suck. I mean, they're paying him to not play for the Steelers. Hilarious. Deshaun Watson is going to take this spot sooner than later. Don't worry about it. He'll be number one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Brent is calling from Illinois. Brent, you're going to tell me about a terrible NFL contract?
Oh, yeah, you betcha, JR. I got one that should have been on your list.
Okay, don't leave us in suspense.
Okay, believe it or not, January 6th, 2014, the Chicago Bears signed Jay Cutler to a seven-year, $126.7 million contract. And that was after the 2013 when he put up a 5-6 record in an injury-shortened 2003 year. And that in 2014, that's where the whole Trestman craft became, and the receiver, Brandon Marshall, was almost having mutiny because the team was so bad, and everybody just criticizes Jay Cutler for his big contract and his bad play.
Well, let me ask you this, Brent.
Yes.
For a guy making all of that money and got a contract extension, didn't necessarily need it at that time. The Bears didn't need to hand him all that damn money. Why did Jay Cutler always look so damn miserable? He had like permanent, what do they call it, resting bitch face. He had it on his face all the time.
I think they brought Jay Cutler in like a few years before. He did go to a championship game, and they just wanted to develop. Bears every year just wanted to develop him. And he had some good weapons on the side, but Trestman's second year, that was probably the worst year after the contract, the 7 year. That's when Virginia McCaskey was pissed off, if you will.
No, forget, hey, Brent, forget all of that. Why did he have a permanent look on his face like he needed to use the bathroom? Why? He's getting paid all this money. Why do he look so miserable? No answer.
Maybe all the hits he's been taking. I remember the bum knee during that championship game.
All right.
He was sitting, and I remember the bum look that you're talking about.
David Carr took a lot of hits. That man's career was shortened because of it. And David Carr looks like a happy person. Cutler looks like a miserable you-know-what. Hey, thank you, Brent.
Oh, you're welcome, Chair.
Thank you so much. A pleasure. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about some of the worst contracts that were ever handed out in NFL history. 855-212-4227. Chris is here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you feeling?
Doing okay. Enjoying the show. Thanks for the bad trip down memory lane on these awful contracts.
Uh-oh. Fill me in. You got one?
Yeah. Yes, I do. How about Von Miller?
Oh, my God. The one that he just signed with Buffalo?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God! And now the guy who is on the commissioner's list because he allegedly put his hands on a woman that was pregnant. That guy.
Oh, exactly. He's going to have more suspensions than sacks.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I thought it was just a matter of him being old. I didn't expect a legal issue here, physical one, awful.
Yeah, he was washed. He had nothing left, and you give him that much money and that long a time for someone that old.
Yeah,
and then your comment on the Cutler thing. The reason why he had such a bad look on his face all the time because he has to live with himself.
He had a beautiful wife at the time. Then they got divorced too, right? Christian Cavallari.
The one chick from The Hills.
Okay, yeah, The Hills. What was that? That was an MTV show, wasn't it?
Yes.
What was it about? Just a bunch of rich people in the hills.
Exactly, a bunch of surfer, young hot people miserable with their lives because it's going too well for them.
Young, hot people miserable with their lives.
Shit. Yeah. You know, too well, and she wanted to do them a favor.
Oh, my God. What a world. Hey, Chris, thank you for calling from Buffalo.
Hey,
man.
Thanks,
call anytime,
you take care.
You too, brother. Thank you so much. Yeah, I got so much money, I'm going to be miserable. This is almost like LeBron today. I'm going to tell you about that in the next break. LeBron James is like, why are we playing a preseason? Why are we playing one preseason game in Milwaukee? Like, why are we flying to Milwaukee for one preseason game? It's like, bruh, shut up. I'll explain. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Marshall is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marshall?
Well, good evening, JR. Hi. I'm doing fine, but I'm convalescing in the emergency room in Milwaukee right now.
Oh,
I've got some heart issues. They're working on it. The good news is they caught it early, and it's very treatable, but I'm going to be in here a day or two. But I'm doing fine otherwise. I haven't been lying to you guys when I told you I've had some health issues this year. And finally, it looks like maybe we're going to, in a couple days, going to have it all fixed. So that's the good news.
Good. And, well, listen, you call me anytime. Anytime. Well, of course, when I'm here. But you call me anytime. You damn it, you could call every day if you want. I'll be right here, okay? You know when to find me.
I know, and you guys are great. I just want to give you some of the worst moves in NFL history. I think just two things I'll just say. The Deshaun Watson move, of course, you can't predict what was going to happen, but that for Houston was a bad one.
What do you mean, for Houston or for I mean, not Colorado, Cleveland?
Cleveland, too. It just seems he's a problem wherever he goes. But the big one was back a long time ago, and I'm older than some of you guys, but remember the Herschel Walker trade from Minnesota to Dallas?
Oh, yeah, it set them up for all the championships. But I'm talking specifically about contract signings, not the trades.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, there's not many I can think of right off. I know in Green Bay history, though, drafting Tony Mandrich, number two, in the 1980s, I remember that very well.
And
he didn't turn out so well.
Yeah, he didn't. I was talking with a lot of drugs and ego stuff and family life. I was talking specifically about, so if I was going to really go down to like the worst contracts, I would have thrown like Jamarcus Russell in here. But I wanted to focus in on teams that doled out contracts outside of the rookie year. And so that's why a lot of these guys, none of these guys I named were rookies. They had teams that just gave them stupid deals. Albert Haynesworth got an idiot deal. Andre Rison.
I remember that one.
Yeah, so just thinking about some of the
contract. I also look at the California Angels and their history as well. Spent a lot of money, and except for 2002, which is ages ago, they haven't gotten much in return.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about football. Hey, Marshall, you call me anytime, okay? Good luck. What are you going to do the rest of the night?
Just prayers are appreciated. Take care.
I got plenty. Take it easy, Marshall. Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye-bye. And shout-outs to everybody in the hospital needing a lift. I'm here. You want to talk to somebody? I'm here. You ain't got nobody to talk to? I'm here. We'll talk about whatever you want. Yeah, JR Sport Brief shows your show. Unless you say something stupid, then there's nobody's show. I get rid of you. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, okay? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'll get to more of your calls. I do want to walk through some of the NFL news that we had take place today. Aaron Rodgers spoke. We had some quarterback changes that took place today. We'll get into that. We'll get an update on everything going on in Major League Baseball. Mookie Betts hit another home run. The Dodgers already lead the Padres 1-0. Let's see if the Padres hit back the same way that they did yesterday. We'll give you an update on the Yankees and the Royals. We'll walk through some NFL news. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. But right now, I want you to do this. I want you to listen up, all you sports fans, because 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health, it's a long game, and it's yours to win. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of Shields, Guards, and RealFit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. What a busy day in the world of sports. Especially in the baseball side, we're getting closer and closer to the World Series. The New York Mets punched their ticket to the National League Championship Series, knocking off the Phillies. San Diego Padres are trying to eliminate the Dodgers tonight. The Dodgers already have a 1-0 lead thanks to a home run by Mookie Betts. The Yankees and the Royals are tied at 2-2. trying to see who's going to take a 2-1 series lead. Damn it, earlier today, the Tigers, they took themselves a 2-1 series lead against the Guardians. They're one game away from going to the ALCS. And then we've had all this football news today as well. You know, let's go through some of the football as well. A lot of quarterback news. Of course, quarterback news, because quarterbacks, they make the world go round. You know, let's start off in New York or New Jersey, because Aaron Rodgers sat down with Pat McAfee like he always does. And following the firing of head coach Rob Sala, Aaron Rodgers wanted to let everybody know that he did not get Rob Sala fired. Take a listen to this.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it. And that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't.
Okay. And we can tell by all the hirings in the organization. You don't have no power. You don't. None at all. I'm sure. Let's see what the New York Jets do. They are the Jets. They'll be disastrous. Hey, let's stay in the AFC East. Let's think about the Patriots. Because their quarterback sucks. Jacoby Brissett, we knew he would. And we knew he was only holding down the fort until Drake May was ready to go. And Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, he told everybody, Drake May is going to be the starter. Jacoby Brissett is going to take a seat. Listen to Gerard Mayo tell everybody why he's starting Drake May.
Going forward, I think now, Drake gives us the best chance to win now and going forward. He's been getting better every single week. As I said before, you know, at the end of training camp, he actually was trending, you know, at a very high rate. And that has continued through the early part of the season. And so, you know, it was solely my decision to make this choice. I had a conversation one-on-one with Jacoby. I had a conversation with Drake. We're all on board. And I would also say, you know, Jacoby's a warrior and he took the news very well, like a professional, like you would expect from a guy like that.
No, yeah. But Jacoby's used to being a backup. Of course he's used to being demoted. Anyway, the guy who's taking his job, Drake May, he spoke to the media. He sounded like he took a double shot of espresso. He said he is ready to go and ready to start.
I had 5 games of sitting on the sideline hearing the play calls, preparing for the game, preparing for a Thursday night game versus preparing for a Sunday night or Sunday afternoon game. So I feel like we've bounced a lot of different things throughout the week and how to prepare. And I'm just trying to tag along from Jacoby. I'm a veteran in this league who's does a great job of learning so much from him and seeing how he goes about practice. So that's been probably the best thing of watching Jacoby and watching how he handles, the whole nine yards, whether it's preparing, handling teammates, handling y'all. He's been great and a great mentor.
Great. Handling the media, the questions from the media in Boston. Good luck, kid. Good luck. Anyway, not the only quarterback getting a chance. How about this? Another rookie quarterback getting a chance, an opportunity to start this time down in New Orleans. We're going to see Spencer Rattler get a chance. This is the same young man who we thought was lighting it up he did light it up in high school. And then he did light it up until Caleb Williams took his job. And then he did have to go to South Carolina. And then the Gamecocks did stink. And then he did get selected in the 5th round. But he is full of talent. And with Derek Carr now out due to an oblique injury, Dennis Allen, head coach of the New Orleans Saints, he spoke to the media today, and he explained why they are starting Spencer Rattler.
Going forward, I think now Drake gives us the best chance to win now and going forward. He's been getting better every single week. As I said before, you know, at the end of training camp, he actually was trending, you know, at a very high rate. And that is.
Yeah, that was Gerard Mayo, the new head coach of the New England Patriots. Let's listen to Dennis Allen in New Orleans, Louisiana. Tell everybody about why Spencer Rattler is the guy for the Saints.
We just internally, you know, talked a lot about it and felt like, you know, in this particular game that he was going to give us the best chance to win. Both him and Jake both have been practicing extremely hard, preparing to be the starter. it was kind of the conversation that we had at the beginning of the year that, you know, Jake would be the two to start, but there wasn't going to be any, it was really basically going to be kind of a week-to-week deal. And we just felt like this was, for this game, was going to give us the best opportunity.
Come on now, with Spencer Rattler's background and how entitled he's come off and this draft stock dropping, you didn't want to have him feel entitled. Everybody knows the upside of the guy. It's just a matter of whether he can get the job done in the big leagues, at the NFL level. You don't want to hand that guy nothing, especially for all the character concerns he had even coming out of high school. And that's not the only quarterback move in the NFL right now. Let's go out to Las Vegas, because today, Antonio Pierce let everybody know, Gardner Minshew, it's time for him to take a seat. It's time for Aiden O'Connell to take over. Listen to the very terse, short, very direct Antonio Pierce answer a question from the media.
Where are you going to hand a starting quarterback for?
Yes, sir, Aiden O'Connell.
What went behind that decision?
I mean, it was a quarterback battle early on. Aiden started 5 games, and at this point, I think it's best to go with Aiden going forward.
In terms of the quarterback decision, do you envision this being kind of a constant battle throughout the year, or do you plan on making the switch for the good?
No, I don't plan on making switches at any time. Just when it's time to make a switch, we make a switch.
Damn. Marco Belletti, do you think Antonio Pierce thinks that if he answers questions, if I answer my questions just like this, if he answers questions like Mr. T, does he think the question goes away?
You know, that's a good thought. Maybe that's the way it was when he was playing. If he answered it quicker, the New York media would leave him alone.
Well, he's a coach now.
I don't think he's made that transition yet. Have you?
Yeah.
I feel like Pierce is still playing linebacker.
Oh, this is the guy liking photos about his employees getting traded. So I guess not. He's still a player. Well, we'll see how this works. This is the Raiders. Their owner still has he's still got that bowl on his head.
I don't think that's ever going to go away. The Dumb and Dumber Jim Carrey. I think once you commit to that, I think you stick with it
for life.
You know, it's been quite some time now. I think at this point, he doesn't want to answer the questions. I think he thinks he looks good.
Have you seen the photoshops over the years where they make him bald?
I haven't, but I feel like that would be an improvement. So
yes, it would.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he'll ever get there. But anyway, the Raiders are going to Raider. Good for them, and good for the New York Mets. Good for the Detroit Tigers. We got a lot going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's very important that I go ahead and let Marco Belletti fill you in. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about all the wonderful things that took place this day in sports history. I did mention to you LeBron James. He had an issue with getting on a plane to Milwaukee today. I will explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast. And Giancarlo Stanton did a good thing. Well, if you're a Yankees fan, he hit a home run. The New York Yankees have a lead over the Royals in Kansas City, 3-2. It's the top of the eighth. Let's see if the Yankees can keep the Royals at bay. If the Yankees win, they take a 2-1 series lead. And meanwhile, in San Diego, the Dodgers have a 3-0 lead against the Padres. They're in the bottom of the second. Let's see if the Padres, not short on offense, can go ahead and put some runs up. If the Dodgers win this game, they tie up the series at 2-2. If the Padres can come back and win, they meet the Mets Sunday in game one of the National League Championship Series. 855-212-4227. Let's get to some of your calls before I share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. And Tim is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, I just wanted to say, how about Fred Smoot for that free agent bust thing? Because I'm a Viking fan of Wisconsin. I remember we signed him from Washington in that big contract, right? And the only thing he was good for was being part of the boat.
Yeah, I think it. Oh my goodness! You want to talk? Were you on that boat? You on that?
No, I wasn't on that boat, and I don't even remember. He only lasted a year, and we shipped him out of there. But I don't remember who we traded him to.
You didn't bring the Wizinator onto the boat?
No, I didn't bring the Wizinator onto the boat.
Okay. Right. Hey Tim, thank you for calling from Wisconsin.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to get to you. I listen to you a lot. I appreciate you, JR.
Oh, no doubt, Tim. I appreciate you too. You call me anytime, okay?
Yep.
All right. Peace out. Thank you, Tim. I can't even get into the story of that whole cruise debacle with the Minnesota Vikings. Hey, Will is calling from Canton, Ohio. Yeah, I wonder if he's on the hall right now. Will, you're on the JR Sportby Show. What's up?
Hey, I got a Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, well, no, not rookie contracts. Not rookies.
That's a terrible contract that led to the whole, the change in the CBA.
Well, he's a fat, lazy, you know what. We were thinking, we've been talking about this off and on for 2 hours, but when I gave the top six list last hour, I told everybody, we're talking about guys that were bestowed second contracts. No rookie contracts, no rookies, otherwise Jamarcus Russell, his ass would have been on this list real high.
All right, my apologies. I missed that part.
Hey, no problem, Will. Thank you for calling from Canton, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, take it easy. Thank you, Will, for calling from Canton, Ohio. Oh, man, Dodgers 3-up over here, man. What a day. So much has gone on today, the baseball, and now the Dodgers are going into the pen. I hate this part of baseball. Now, the Tigers are doing it. It's working out for the Tigers, but I hate this bullpen crap. I just want to see one guy go out there and try to mow people down. And then the world moves on. What are we doing here? Enough of this crap. I like it back in the day where you could throw a pitcher out there, and if you had a good one, he could go 6 innings, 7 innings. If he was really on fire, the pitcher would go all 9. Can we get back to that? I know baseball is trying. Try harder. Punk-ass version of baseball. Anyway. I told you I like things back in the day. It's the end of the show. At the end of every show, I certainly go back in the day. And I'm going to do it right now. Today is Wednesday. It is October 9th. The year is 2024. It's time to go back in the day to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is October 9th. 2024. It's been that way all damn day. But now it's time to go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history. You know, with all this baseball going on, I told you I'd like to go back in the day. Let's go back in the day. Because on October 9th, 1966, the Orioles won their first World Series. They swept the Dodgers 4-0. The final game, they won that one 1-0. Take a listen to this.
Hit down to Robinson. It's fitting he makes the final out. Chris Robinson throws him out. Baltimore is the world champ.
Yeah, you got to love the enthusiasm from 1966. Baltimore is the world champs. A little bit more enthusiasm here in 2024. Let's see if we can get more enthusiasm as we continue on in time. Hey, October 9th, the year is 2004. I think there's more enthusiasm here. Well, maybe not for Texas, because they lost to Oklahoma 12-0 in 2004. Some guy named Adrian Peterson, you might have heard of him. This guy's basically invincible, at least he was. He rushed for 225 yards in Texas. They were shut out for the first time in 282 games. Take a listen.
And for the fifth straight year, it'll be Oklahoma, a winner over Texas, in a hard-fought defensive struggle, a couple of field goals, finally a touchdown for Oklahoma, and now the Sooner Nation
celebrates in the Cotton Bowl.
What are we going to see this weekend, huh? We going to see Quinn Ewers? He going to show up? He's going to finish the game? Is he going to be healthy? Are we going to see Arch Manning have to walk out onto the field and save the day? And shout out to everybody out in Dallas. Getting ready to watch that one. This day in sports history, October 9th, 2005. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. What is this? The longest baseball game in postseason history. The Astros beat the Braves. They were in the National League at the time. They beat them in the National League Division Series. They beat them 7-6, 7-6 in 18 innings. This game took 5 hours and 50 minutes. Oh, my God. Roger Clemens even came on and pitched 3 innings of relief. Chris Burke hit a home run in the bottom of the 18th. Damn, 5 hours and 50 minutes? I would have fallen asleep. There's not enough beer in the world. Here, take a listen to this.
It's Chris Burke with a game-winning walk-off home run to make Roger Clemens the winner and send the Houston Astros to the National League Championship Series in 18 innings. Houston pulls it out to go back to the league championship for the second straight year.
Oh, my goodness. Houston went to the World Series, too. And I know this is going to sound crazy, maybe to some of you. The White Sox won the World Series that year, 2005. The White Sox won. I know it sounds like forever. Damn, it's almost 20 years ago. Damn. I got a T-shirt from that win. Damn, T-shirt old. That's one of my favorite shirts. Anyway, yeah, the White Sox, they won a World Series, 2005. Good for them. Let's hit the fast forward button. October 9th, 2016. We had a broadcaster on Fox. His name is Tom Brady. He wasn't a broadcaster in 2016. He just came back from his 4-game Deflategate suspension. Tom Brady came back, and the Patriots, they beat the Browns 33-13, and Tom Brady was angry. This man passed for 406 yards, and he had 3 touchdowns to Martellus Bennett. Listen to this.
This is First Energy Stadium, the home of the Cleveland Browns, who today host the New England Patriots, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. With a highly publicized suspension now in his rearview mirror, Pats quarterback Tom Brady returns to action.
Yeah, Tom Brady, he came back. Yeah. Tom Brady was an angry fellow, wasn't he? He's still angry, feisty fellow, man. What a feisty guy that guy is. Yeah, welcome back, Tom Brady. Well, not welcome back. Tom Brady was welcome back. And then the Patriots beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl. I was trying to ignore that part, but it's just reality. I whispered it. Something about the Super Bowl and the Falcons. Anyway, man, what a day. What a day. What a day. What a show. So much baseball. All this football action. 5 weeks in, we got quarterbacks are changing. Quarterbacks who are hurt. Guys asking for trades. We got a coach who got fired yesterday. And good luck to Drake May against those Texans. 5 different starting offensive line combinations. Patriots allowing the second most hits in the NFL a game. Their wide receivers ranked last in the NFL in receptions and yards. Good luck to Drake May. And I have to mention this on the way out. You know, I told you about LeBron James, right? It's preseason. LeBron James was trying to figure out earlier today why he decided to tweet it. I have no idea. I don't think it ended nicely for him or well. LeBron James and the Lakers are playing a game in Milwaukee tonight. LeBron James tweeted this afternoon, "Can someone please explain to me why we're getting on a plane and heading to Milwaukee for one preseason game?" And the responses are from like thousands of people. "Hey, LeBron, it's your job. That's just what it is. Hey, LeBron, you're getting paid $50 to $60 million a year. It's your job. It's really that simple." And if you want to dive a little bit deeper, yeah, it doesn't logistically make sense to play a preseason game in Milwaukee. But his arena is closed. They're finishing up renovations on Crypto.com Arena. The Milwaukee Bucks had an issue last year, and so they flew out to Los Angeles. And so, in turn, the Lakers are flying to Milwaukee. Problem solved, LeBron. I think there are worse things going on in the world to worry about than why you're flying to Milwaukee. Come on. Some things just... LeBron has elevated into the world of rich people problems. He responded, Richard Jefferson said, I don't know why I'm on the plane. LeBron said, I don't know either. LeBron, do better. And I like LeBron, but do better. Come on, man. We got people that are, you know, suffering out here. Shout outs to all my folks with that stupid ass hurricane. I'm sick of hurricanes, sick of them. Be safe, people. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked all the baseball games. We talked all the NFL changes. We talked the coaching changes. We talked Rob Saleh. We talked Aaron Rodgers. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you don't miss a second or a minute. The Dodgers currently lead now 3-0. The Yankees lead the Royals 3-2. The New York Mets advance. The Tigers are one win away from advancing to the ALCS. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. Thank you to our producer this evening, this afternoon, Nick Diodoro. Wherever you are, please be safe and be well. I love y'all. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next.